Pray with me.
Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Recently, I saw a video of a sheep stuck in a trench, and what I'm assuming was the shepherd diligently and carefully got the sheep out of the trench. And then the video showed where the sheep ran a little ways and jumped right back into the trench head first. Too many times, probably more times we'd like to admit, you're probably a lot like that sheep. As soon as the good shepherd gets us out of a mess, we seem to jump right back into another one. Now, I mention this story because today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, which traditionally is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. The image of Jesus as the good shepherd can be found in the catacombs of Rome, dating from the earliest centuries of the church. And the Good Shepherd imagery in Psalm 23 is probably one of the most beloved psalms, probably one of the most beloved passages of all of the Old Testament scripture. This well-worn psalm through the centuries has provided great comfort to the faithful, especially at funerals. We have heard it so many times that perhaps we feel that we may know every single thing there is to know about it. But I think there's still much that we can say about this wonderful psalm of trust and comfort that can give us edification as we journey spiritually with Christ and not just to hear it at funerals. This prayer of great trust in the Lord begins with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." His words recall the nomadic life of a shepherd living in the scorching heat of the Middle Eastern desert. Yet in the midst of this inhospitable setting, which seems lacking in those basic necessities of life, the good shepherd carefully and diligently leads his flock to the oasis of green pastures and still waters, a place where there is life and where there is peace. The psalmist trusts the shepherd because he is one of the sheep. He knows the shepherd loves him and will care for him. Now, we also hear of a good shepherd in Ezekiel 34. In Ezekiel 34, it's God himself who is the good shepherd. He cares for his sheep. He rescues them from places where they are scattered. He feeds and tends to the weak, the injured, and the lost. But strangely, God also mentions in Ezekiel that he will appoint a shepherd from the house of David. So how can the shepherd in Ezekiel be both God and a man from the house of David? Jesus gives us the answer. I am the good shepherd. Jesus, who is the awaited Davidic Messiah, is also God, the I am, the one who is. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life on the cross so that his sheep can live. Jesus is one with the Father and wrapped in his Father's eternal love for him and the world. And Jesus tells us it's for this reason that he freely responds to his Father's eternal love by becoming an instrument of his Father's love and laying down his life for the sheep. His obedience on the cross for God's mission of salvation reveals the Son's eternal love for the Father and his love for the world. And it is through Jesus' love for us that we are able to have righteousness and enter into God's house, his kingdom. We are able to have a new life, living in community with the triune God. This life is a life of fullness, abundance, a life of extravagant grace. And we are His sheep, His followers. To be one with Jesus' sheep, to be one of Jesus' sheep is to know that we are one of those whom Jesus is willing to die. To know Jesus is more than just some intellectual knowledge. Is to know Jesus is to be in relationship with Jesus. It is a relationship of love between us and the beloved Jesus Christ. To know Jesus is to be so intimately in love and so intimately in relationship with Jesus that when we hear His voice above all the other voices in the world, we recognize Him and we follow. In Christ, the Good Shepherd, we are loved and cared for. He provides for our needs, our green pastures and still waters that are needed to sustain life. What we need to live is not just our physical needs, but our spiritual needs too. The green pastures of God's Word in the Holy Scriptures nourishes our hearts and strengthens our soul. The still water is holy baptism, which we become a sheep of Jesus' flock, and the weight of sin is removed so we can enter into God's sanctifying rest. In Christ, we shall not want because He provides for our physical and spiritual needs. Jesus restores our soul, which means He keeps us alive both physically and spiritually. In Him, we have eternal life now and forever. In Christ, we are able to follow the path of righteousness and do God's will, seeing that His Word is indeed a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Christ, we are able to be comforted in our darkest valleys of doubt, pain, suffering, and death. In those darkest moments, we are able to fear no evil because Jesus went through the darkness of death on the cross and showed that He was more powerful than death. His rod of protection and discipline keep us safe from the threat of death and moves us along the safe path of life with God. His staff of His truthful Word confirms and directs us in the faith so that we can be closer to our Father. Christ's presence strengthens, protects, and guides our lives so that we can be comforted and supported in our struggles and remain on the path of righteousness that leads to life. Like the rhythmic tapping of a shepherd's staff, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, continues to reveal His close, comforting presence to us in our darkest moments so that we can overcome our struggles. And then we hear in the song that the Good Shepherd is revealed to also be the divine host. As the psalmist says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Not only does the Good Shepherd share food, but He also shares His divine life as a gesture of solidarity and fellowship. As Christians, we can't help but think of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who made the people lie down in green pastures and fed the multitudes. We can't help but remember how He gathered with His disciples on the night in which He was betrayed and acted as host as He broke bread with them at the mystical supper. At baptism, our head is anointed with holy oil. We are anointed and sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Through the wounded side of Christ on the cross, the waters of baptism flow forth to give life to the sheep of the church. And His blood poured out from His side is the blood of Christ poured out from the overflowing cup at the Eucharist. The image of this prayer song shows the great attention and devotion the shepherd has for the psalmist and points us to Christ, the good shepherd, who gives us his abundant, extravagant love and life. As faithful Christians, we are the psalmists who are sheltered by Christ. Through Christ, we have communion with God and protected from our enemies. And after we have been renewed and strengthened at our Lord's table of hospitality, we are set out again. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. We continue the journey. We do not journey alone. We journey with Christ out into the world, who actively pursues us to offer his protection and guiding presence of goodness and mercy. In Christ, we dwell in the house of God, his heart. We are able to have life in communion with him. Psalm 23 encourages us to courageously go out to meet the unknown, to boldly proclaim the gospel, trusting that our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, goes with us to care for us and protect us. And we are reminded that the beautiful and powerful words of this psalm are words of prayer. It is through prayer that we are able to shut out the noise of this world and better hear the rhythmic tapping of our good shepherd's staff, which remind us of his ever-close presence. By intentionally turning to God, seeking his face, the face of his Son in prayer, the tapping of his staff is revealed to us to be the very heartbeat of God's love. In prayer, we are better able to hear the good shepherd's voice who calls us out of the darkness to follow him. He calls us to surrender his love, to surrender to his love so we can love God and love others and become a new creation. May we continue to put our trust in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, because in him there is the power to overcome our struggles. In him is the power to conquer death. In him we do not lack anything. In him is the power to give us true life. That true life in which our soul is restored. Our cup overflows, and goodness and mercy follow us all of our lives. In Christ we dwell in the house of the Lord, his heart, our whole life long. In him there is the abundant, extravagant, eternal life, now and forever. Amen.